This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let's recap, shall we? President Trump and the Chinese signed that Phase 1 trade deal this morning. NAFTA is all patched up and replaced, almost, with the USMCA making its way through the Senate. We've got a new deal with Japan, too, so trade disputes all done, right? Everything set? Yeah, not quite. Marketplace's Sabree Benishore has that one.
There are plenty of other fights brewing, especially between the U.S. and Europe.
With the European Union, little progress has been made, and if anything, trade irritants are building up.
Wendy Cutler is vice president of the Asia Society Policy Institute and former acting deputy U.S. trade representative. For starters, the U.S. and Europe are still fighting over jets. The World Trade Organization ruled in favor of the U.S. and said Europe was improperly subsidizing Airbus. The U.S. imposed tariffs and is threatening more, but guess what? The U.S. is guilty too.
The Europeans are expecting a ruling from the WTO as well that will entitle them to retaliate against the United States for subsidies to Boeing.
Dan Eikenson is director of the Center for Trade Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Yep, it turns out the U.S. has been improperly subsidizing Boeing, so Europe's probably going to retaliate.
Depending on how the Europeans respond, it could spiral out of control.
Jets, though, are just the beginning.
There's a long list of issues that need to be resolved.
Again, Wendy Cutler.
President Trump is not happy with the imbalance in the automotive sector, in particular the fact that Europe has a 10% tariff and we only have a 2.5% tariff for autos.
And maybe the most red-hot issue right now is the fact that France and Italy are imposing taxes on U.S. tech companies like Google and Facebook, even though those companies aren't based in those countries. The rationale is they're making money off of European users. Here's President Trump a few months ago.
I'm not happy about the fact that they are taxing our companies. I'm not a fan of those companies, but if anybody's going to tax those companies, it should be the USA. It shouldn't be France and the European Union.
Gary Huffbauer is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute. He says any of these conflicts with Europe, and these are not even close to being all of them, any of them could escalate.
Because the Europeans will not be pushed around by the U.S.
He says Europe has a lot more leverage than, say, Mexico or Canada.
So that's a tinderbox. That's made for a flare-up.
There may be an incentive to keep things calm before the election. Unless, well, there isn't. Eric Altbach is senior vice president at the Albright Stonebridge Group.
This is all sort of dependent on what the president, how he perceives the sort of escalation and tension with the EU, whether that will be of political benefit to him.
On the one hand, there's a political cost to tariffs that hurt some U.S. businesses. But on the other, it could be a good look to stand up to unfair treatment, as the president puts it.
I should probably mention the fact that the WTO is melting down.
The U.S. has basically shut down the World Trade Organization's highest court of appeals, meaning no decisions can be effectively appealed or finalized. That puts the U.S. at odds with much of the rest of the world. So all this is to say that 2020 is as much of a trade minefield as 2019 was. In New York, I'm Sabree Benishore for Marketplace.